I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Edward Snowden saga just keeps on going. Today, the fugitive NSA leaker made his first appearance since taking refuge in a Moscow airport on June 23rd, and he made this statement to a group of invited activists and reporters.
I announce today my formal acceptance of all offers of support or asylum I have been extended and all others that may be offered in the future. I ask for your assistance in requesting guarantees of safe passage from the relevant nations in securing my travel to Latin America, as well as requesting asylum in Russia.
That last request puts Moscow on the spot. The White House today warned Russia not to give Snowden a platform for propaganda. The Snowden saga is also having ripple effects elsewhere in Europe. Several governments there are angry about revelations that the U.S. has been spying on them. But the NSA leaks have also led to investigations about surveillance done by European governments. Yesterday, Luxembourg's prime minister stepped down after it emerged that a former spy chief was taping official meetings with a recorder disguised as a wristwatch. Vivian Walt is Time magazine's correspondent in Paris. She says the focus on Snowden has Europeans asking more questions about how their own governments are keeping tabs on citizens.
Perhaps no nerve is rawer than the one in Germany, where the memories of the Stasi intelligence services in East Germany are still very fresh. And this really, to many Germans, but from the East particularly, it really seemed to strike tremendous resonance, and people were very, very upset about it.
Right. Very sensitive, too, for Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's facing voters in September. What could all of these renewed memories of spying do for that election?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the opposition to Merkel has pounced on this issue. And Merkel, don't forget, comes from East Germany, and she certainly knows from what she speaks when she talks about spying. I mean, she grew up under the Stasi. The interesting thing is she came out initially very shocked and at Snowden's revelations. You'll recall that it happened just before the G8 meeting in Northern Ireland, where she was set to meet with President Obama, and then Obama traveled to Berlin for private talks with her. This was a huge issue at the time, and she appeared to be very upset about it. However, no sooner had he left than there was a big revelation in the German press that, in fact, Germany was very much doing the same thing and was very closely tied into the NSA program. So Merkel does not come off looking very good. Either she came off as being disingenuous originally, or she comes off as having not known as much as she ought to have known.
Right. And Snowden's charges that Germany is the most spied on country in Europe, with as many as 20 million phone calls and 10 million online data exchanges collected on normal days. I mean, could those allegations actually change the leadership in Germany in September?
By all accounts and every single opinion poll will say that Angela Merkel really has this election locked up. It's pretty much hers to lose. So although she might take a hit on this issue, she's not going to lose the election over it by any means. However, the whole question that emerges out of this is why? You know, why are there 20 million phone calls being sucked up by the intelligence services in Germany on a normal day? And we have yet to really hear a good explanation of that.
The explanation here is that the NSA has thwarted terrorist plots through eavesdropping. Is that not the case with European spy agencies? Are they not looking for those kinds of things? Or do Europeans just not believe that?
Firstly, Europeans don't really believe that. I think they'd like to see some proof of that, and they don't really see it. You know, the second thing is that Europe really does have a different sensibility about issues of online privacy. I think for a number of Americans, or certainly this is what Europeans think of Americans, they've come to just accept intrusion into their privacy as being a side effect of the modern digital world. And that Europeans really don't accept that. They are much more cautious. They're much less online than Americans are. They don't do nearly as much shopping online, for example. And in many ways, they do guard their privacy and their private identity and their tracking online much more cautiously than Americans do.
But do you see lasting damage to U.S.-European relationships as a result of the Snowden saga?
Certainly, it has not been a good month for U.S. European relations. Snowden has raised a lot of issues. However, I think we have to take the long view here. You know, ultimately, there are bigger issues at stake, namely trade, and in the bigger scheme of things and in the wider world, the EU and the US are still close partners against militant Islam, for example. And those things ultimately will trump the current scandal that's going on.
Vivian Walt, a Time magazine correspondent based in Paris. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
You're always welcome.